Join Ian Garnack as we uncover the hidden marketing stories that shape our world, reveal the latest marketing tactics that will shape your future, and the amazing people that grow organizations, movements, and businesses. Learn to grow your business and shape the world around you. Welcome to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian Garlic. And yes, it's Ian, not Ian. That's marketing too.
All right, we're back with the Garlic Marketing Show. Ian Garlic. And today we're going to do a breakdown of a digital agency's website. I've got Ashley Robinson from Green Cardigan Marketing. Ashley, thank you so much for doing this with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be critiqued. I'm pretty pumped.
Well, I mean, I want to preface this by you're an amazing marketer. This has nothing to do with Ashley's marketing skills. And in fact, it's a smart marketer who goes to another marketer to help them look at it because you get too close to what you do. She works with lawyers. I work with lawyers. You can't be your own lawyer. You shouldn't be your own doctor. You shouldn't be performing surgery on yourself, no matter how fun it looks. But Ashley, before we get started on this, tell us a little bit about Green Cardigan, who you work with and what you do.
Yeah, so we provide digital marketing services, mostly 100% organic, I should say, not a mostly, but 100% organic marketing for law firms across the country. We have a big segment of our clients are either family and estate or personal injury. So those are, we work with many other practice areas, but those are our big hubs of clients providing SEO. And then we surround our SEO with some other organic services like video and email. But SEO is at the core of everything we do.
And before we get started, I always like to tell me a success story or two. Well, tell me one personal injury success story, and then let's talk about one family law estate.
Okay, a personal injury would be one of my first clients. He just posted, he out of nowhere, this is such a huge, boisterous personality, which many personal injury are, right? He sends me a video last week of him doing this huge testimonial video for us, and I had no clue. It looked staged, and I did not stage it. So Sean Kent in Manning, South Carolina, started with us, really small firm. Now I think he's up to 18 employees or so. So just a tremendous success story of how he's grown organically in a small town. We've now reached him from Manning all the way out to Charleston. He's really covering a large majority of the state. So it's been so fun to watch Sean grow and grow his firm and how exciting it makes him. So it's been a lot of fun to watch his growth. We've done a lot of his growth through workers' comp. He was just out getting the traditional PI, and so now he's branched off and he's doing the criminal side and he's got a whole team managing the PI side. So that's been so much fun to watch him. His passion is the criminal side. And then a family law would be...
Well, let's before tell me a little bit the process. How did you grow him?
So Sean comes to us and he has got the wildest, funnest personality. And I look at his website and I'm like, what the actual hell is going on here? The most basic yellow and blue fine law shit you've ever seen in your life. I'm like, Sean, what are we doing? And he go to his office, and his office is Clark Kent. Sean Kent is Clark Kent. He's got a gigantic 12-foot Superman in the corner. I'm like, where is this? I don't see any of this on your website. So we redo his website. His website is so incredible. I would encourage anyone to go to SeanKentLaw.com. So good. So we redid his website, and that's where everything started with Sean. Was his website. So once we relaunched his website, this was when we really started to developing a voice behind Sean of his practice areas, who he targets, and then what makes Sean different. For Sean Kent Law, it's Sean. And so everything had to do with the voice and tone of getting Sean's messaging across. Besides him being a funny, crazy person, he's a really good lawyer. So it all started for Sean, again, his look, his image, his brand, and then we had to start getting his voice out there and how he does things differently and why you should hire him.
Nice. And then how did you progress to help him grow like this?
So the progression was, first, it was heavy content, again, missing on his site. Then we began social, and then, like I said, we eventually built out a huge workers' comp side of business for him and now criminal for him. So it started slowly, but everything for Sean was he was just missing content. There's not a lot of competitors in his market. There were not at that time. So it was fairly easy getting him in that first year we started working with him. He did start getting more law firms in his market and we started expanding his market. So then we really had to focus on getting Sean ranking in the different geo areas that we wanted to target. That was a whole nother obstacle. But I'm confident that we, and I can confidently say we have achieved that now, because, again, Sean is just killing it in all of his local markets all the way down. Manning is about the middle of the state, and he's all the way down to reached his arms into Charleston now. So we first started with just content based on his practice areas, and we really moved it out towards basing it on his geographic focus areas.
Gotcha. Nice, nice. And so SEO, website branding, I've seen so many law firm websites for over 20 years that they all look the same, right? And they're like, and it says, great service experience, right?
Same thing.
And no one will remember you. You got to stand out.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so talk to me about family law and estate.
I love working with family law and estate lawyers. I love it. I love what they do. That's probably just like my human side of it. And so I find it fun and enjoyable to market them. So we've got many family and or estate wins. I would say I'm tied between, we have a family lawyer in Dallas and a family lawyer in Atlanta. Let's go with the one in Atlanta. So Joy Edwards, the Atlanta Family Law Group, she came to us a couple years ago, just really frustrated. So unlike Sean, who was just like, cool, never tried it, tell me what I'm doing. Joy comes to us just really frustrated. I'm not growing. The business side, which I know lawyers are not equipped or trained to run a business, and she's trying to do it all. So Joy came at a peak moment we all understand as a business owner of just being really frustrated. So what we provide as the digital marketers, but also we provide strategy in what we do. So we were able to take that side off of Joy. For Joy, her website was fine. It was the technical side. Her site was unhealthy. So we revamped it. And for Joy, we've really pushed video. And look, for video marketing, I mean, there's nobody better to talk to about video, right? Than you. For family law, if you're not doing video, what are you doing? You're trying to convince your clients who are going through arguably the most difficult time in their life to pay for your services. And oh, by the way, I need you to pay an arm and a leg for my service. Okay, well, you need to convince them. You need to have them know, like, and trust you. And you're not a crazy person. And you know what you're talking about. And you're going to convey some success stories, right? And there's no better way to do that. So with Joy, video has grown her firm tremendously. And again, if you look at Joy's social media, she is thriving. She has a huge firm now. And she spends much of her time practicing law, but also enjoying life. And that was not the Joy that I knew when we met. So that's been a lot of fun, is to watch her as a human being calm down. My firm is growing, we're making money, and I'm not as stressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. Great messaging. And so talk to me now about how you talk to most of these people, right?
I do. Yeah. I'm still sales prospecting. So now I'm thankful that I have a team who are handling the accounts once they come in. And look, I tell our clients, you don't want me handling your account, right? This is where I am best. So yeah, I'm still handling this. And then I have a team who is handling the day-to-day. I'll jump in and out of the monthly meetings. We meet with our clients each month, but I'm handling the strategy of the firm, the strategy of my agency, and then bringing in the leads.
And is most of your business still coming in from referrals, or what would you say, referrals?
It is. Yeah. 90% are referrals, unfortunately. It's going to change.
Well, I mean, that means you're doing great work.
Yeah, and right? It does. Means you're doing great. It does. I mean, that's certainly a goal in 2024 to grow that. But yeah, it's been mostly referrals from other clients. I get out there now and I'm having more time to do networking. But most everybody says, hey, I contacted you because this lawyer told me to.
Gotcha. Knowing your success stories, I know you pretty well, but also knowing that your business is coming from referrals and that we want to close more of those referrals, because that's a super important part of the website. All right, let's go ahead and share my screen and window. So we're looking a little bit at your website. Can you see your website?
Yep, got it.
All right.
Getting nervous.
No, I mean, number one thing, I mean, from a design standpoint, most people these days have a good design.
Yeah.
I, just from a standpoint of design, I'm glad the phone number's up here. I would probably have a little bit of a call to action on the phone number. And so, like, what's going to happen after the call? I'm glad you have a process tab. Most people don't. They want to know that. But what we do, who we are. This is good. I still think just having about us it's common, right? So people know the name About Us. Second most used page on a website. We'll look at that in a second. But I would definitely have About Us. Results are good. I would test out different names, like Success Stories. Still, this is going to be one of your lower clicked on pages. I would probably change this. I like the idea of what we do, maybe, but still should be about how you're helping them. So if you want to do something different than services, like how we help or how we get results or something like that, this is good from an SEO standpoint, obviously, because you have the different firms in here, or different firm types, different services. Results is good. Process is great. Resources is generally going to be one of your lower clicked on tabs. And what you're going to find is most people throw resources. People are still putting blogs up here. No one's going to click on it. It's the less you have up at the top, the more you're going to be able to convert. I would definitely, LinkedIn is where most attorneys are going to be. Mm-hmm. And unless you have some huge Instagram following, I would drop this to, because you're doing YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. I would focus on YouTube.
Okay.
People, for every minute they're going to spend on your website, what's your time on website right now?
Oh,
do you know off the top of your
head? No, I don't know off the top of my head.
So definitely go follow her. I'll subscribe.
That's right.
Boom. And it's great you're doing this. One of the things we'll talk about in later calls and stuff is really also treating your YouTube channel like a website. Because this is great. You have how to create a marketing strategy. I would have Success Stories pretty high up on here.
Okay.
And definitely have a playlist for them on your homepage. One of the things you want to optimize too is call this, and this looks like your Success Stories one, I would call this Green Cardigan Reviews. We'll talk about why that's important later. Okay. But coming back now to the website, less choices means more likelihood of clicks. Okay. So the good thing we have the phone number, click to call phone number. Let's take a look and see. This is good. I'm not a big fan of We Are Law Firm Marketing Experts. Once again, standing out, right? We make you stand out in a crowd so you'll jump for joy. Because the two stories you told me right away was how much joy you brought to Joy, mm-hmm. right? And it with your vibe, and since it's mainly, you can add more of that into there. You're doing it for your clients. It's tough to do it for yourself because you're like, I want to still be professional. But I'm willing to bet, especially if you think family law and estate, it's touchy-feely. Personal injury, it's definitely ego-driven. So we want to get that across. I like to stop relying, or even better, convert more of those referrals and get better clients from the web. Or something like that. Stop throwing money out. Stop the frustration and start the joy. This is where coming through and doing the case story process and listening to your customers and listening to what they say, those make the best taglines.
Okay.
Right? And I like this idea. Like, your clients love their law firms, it sounds mm-hmm. like.
Yeah.
Right? Help me love my law firm. That's just growing. Because what we also have to remember is a lot of professionals, I'm getting LinkedIn spam as we talk, a lot of professionals don't want more work. Right?
Yeah.
They do want to enjoy their work more. Right? They want either bigger clients, better clients. They want a different type of client, but they want to love their work again. So I would think of those before and afters. So still here is they're not convinced of why Green Card. Like that's, they don't need to know that right now. Like things we help you do is land bigger cases, land higher quality cases, show up. And one other thing, show why you're better than other attorneys. Most people don't realize that ranking in Google does not mean that you're a better attorney. I mean, people are starting to now realize that more. But a lot of people still don't. So I'd want to have more of that results driven. I like this kind of stuff. This is good for About Us page.
Okay.
And this is the kind of stuff, too, I would want to have like a quote. Because we let the data speak for itself. That does most attorneys, I mean, I would shift that. I see where you're going with it. Results are the only metric that matters. Bigger cases are all that we care about instead of results.
Okay.
So from a headline standpoint, still, I would probably have like Joy's case study up higher.
Okay.
And have that big strong quote like, oh man, I was so frustrated with all my art marketing and now, you know, and now I love it. And then Sean's firm, maybe have Sean. And definitely since you're making such beautiful websites, I might have those featured along with it.
Okay.
In a banner area. Because you've done so much work on the design. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at Sean's. Mm-hmm. It stands out, mm-hmm. right? And so this is great design-wise. Mm-hmm. They care about that, right? Okay. But they helped me stand out. This is good. No long-term contracts. This is good. I like this. No cookie-cutter marketing strategy. I probably would have like a couple more results here. Like, did this case, because you have a lot of clients, increase cases X amount. A couple more client quotes about results and less about green carding yet.
Okay.
Because what they care about is the results. Mm-hmm. And then now we get into who we help. Yeah, we work only with law firms. I like this. Now, set up you do a strategy session at the beginning. So I would have some sort of call to action with the strategy session. Additionally, start thinking through your lead magnet / soft call to action.
Okay.
And it could be, right? Subscribe to get the latest on how to make your law firm stand out on my YouTube channel.
Mm. Yeah, I don't have any call to actions on for the YouTube. That's a good idea.
Yeah, because you don't necessarily, that's an even softer call to action than getting their email address. Mm-hmm. Because everyone's kind of scared to give their email address because mm-hmm. they're like, they're going to bombard me.
Yeah.
But if you get them to subscribe and get them over to your YouTube channel because you're spending time here.
Yeah.
Now, when they leave, guess what? They're going to still see your videos mm-hmm. and they're going to peruse your videos and share your videos. I'm seeing this across the board. Back to here. So who we help, now they want to know how it works, right? This is, you have a process page. I would be linking out to the process page.
Okay.
From the homepage. Like, we have a unique, our unique mechanism, and I'd come up with some terminology for your process. The green cardigan standout.
Okay.
And I don't even know why you're called green cardigan.
The story behind the name?
Yes.
Yeah, so I played golf in high school and college, and I actually tried to play a little bit professionally afterwards. It was a huge part of my life. So when I started the company, I always wanted my own business, and I always wanted it to be something about golf. I thought I would literally be in golf marketing. So it was just like a little nod to it. So the green jacket, Augusta,
yep.
Masters, yeah. So there was no search terms for it, and it seemed quirky, and I'm a little weird. I have the stay weird sign in my background, so it all worked. It's a mouthful. It should have a cooler story, but
I like
it's different.
Though.
Yeah, it's different. We're working on something now to make it. We give new clients a gift when they start, and we're not doing anything mm-hmm. with the cardigan. So right now we're working on like a little cardigan that we're going to give them with our story on the background.
I love that. And that definitely belongs in the About Us page. Mm-hmm. So looking at this, I would have that process up here.
Okay.
Maybe like how we find your... I don't know. I would come up with, listen to your customer. This comes back to the case source. Listen to what you did for them. And there's some hook in there that's going to be that your process. Because it's more than just talking to you about those two stories. Like, you found them in their law firm, right? Mm-hmm. And lawyers naturally want to stand out, right? They want to show what's special about them. And I would have more of that messaging.
Okay.
And we market with what makes you different. Because this is here, no cookie cutter marketing strategy. I'd almost make it a little more about that. And I like your stay weird sign, like that you have in the background mm-hmm. there. I might even think about getting it on the homepage with you here. Mm-hmm. This, you're not just a number to our team. It's good. This is still more About Us page, right? Mm-hmm. They want to know what you can do for them still. I'm going to work hard to make you a strategy for, I work directly to make every one of our law firms stand out and have a couple client quotes behind here. Because this is where, and I would have, when you work directly with me on strategy, have a couple client quotes, click here to learn more about me.
Mm.
and then it goes to your About Us and bio.
Okay.
This is good. So you have your services, which is awesome. Now, once again, headline for the services. These are the tools we use to make you stand out. Because you're not about ranking. You didn't talk to me at all about ranking. You talked to me about entering markets, right?
Yeah.
So that's a really common message right now. So when we look at a website, what do we want to know? Do you understand my problem? Right? That's the first thing. Have you helped someone else like me with my problem? Right? How do you help me with my problem? Which would be the process. And I want to get a little more social proof. I might move these down after having the big one.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you have like 10 client quotes or some reviews somewhere. Who we help, that's good. Make sure that's it. I might even just have our big focus is personal injury, family, and estate. You're not going to completely turn everyone off. But if you're really good at that, you're entering into your niche a little bit more.
Okay.
Right? Wow, they really focus on these three areas. Switch this up. I would definitely have quotes about you here. One fun thing you might want to even do here, you learn about me and why we're called Green Cardigan.
Mm.
And go to your About page.
Yeah.
Because then there's a little bit of curiosity. From an SEO standpoint, you get the click. And now you've got a chance for them, like, oh, I want to know. Yeah, I'd push these up a little higher. And then, yeah, you've got the free resources here. This is where I'd probably make this, like, YouTube, too.
Okay.
Like, I'd probably have a YouTube floater and a subscribe to YouTube. So if you're going to have the free resources, you can make this into an auto-subscribe link if you want. Subscribe to our YouTube channel here.
Mm.
And there's just a little piece of code you add to the end of your channel that makes an auto-subscribe link. This, you should move to the top. It's second or third.
Mm.
Most of the studies say that logos should be around second or third.
Okay.
Once again, it's who have you helped, right? That social proof piece. And that's good. That's good. Now, your process page. So let's go second most used page, About Us page. Who we are. Like this, let us explain. It's not the best copy. And this is where I would definitely have a picture of you. You need to have your face as much as possible. So when they get on the phone, you're still the celebrity. You're doing it with your clients. You do the same thing.
Okay.
Most agencies want to be portrayed as this big firm, but most of your business comes from referrals. So you want to celebritize yourself. And most of us are not going to be. When you get to 10 million, 15 million, you might want to even consider that, but I know Steve Jobs, right? His face was everywhere still.
Yeah.
It was a product, and no one ever met him. So definitely get your face there. The About Us, I always say, is still about them. And what you said to me, like, I'd love to help you love your law firm. Like, we love to help you love your law firm. We love to help you stand out and create something different. Not only rank higher, but those types of things. Push the team down, because still at this point they want to know more of your story. Like, I like the Y Greek cardigan, but I probably have it third or fourth down. And meet our team, and then I'd probably have a meet the team page. It's great you have team pages. And just from an SEO standpoint, I would, if possible, get videos of all your team members so they get to meet them a little bit, because especially forward facing, but have them have their own individual pages. We'll talk about, like, because they're going to Google their name.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll make them feel like they know your team. About Us, this is where I would have your differentiators. Like, you're talking about customer service, like how we'd love to make your story different. And this is how we do it. Does that also, I know I'm bombarding you with stuff.
No, this is great. This is really good.
So, because this is where, I always say this, the About Us is still about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like how you said that. That's so important to remember, and I like how that's just an easy way to remember that's important. I'll use it on my clients, too.
Yeah, no problem. Just, you have to trademark
it. Right, I'm going to trademark it with your name and my name.
Yes. Trademark Iron Garlic.
There you go.
No, but one of the things everyone should remember is if you go to a cocktail party, right, this is kind of like a cocktail party. What do you do? Oh, who do you help? This is kind of the person I help. Oh, tell me a little bit more about you. You're telling a story to someone. You're still relating to what they did,
sure.
right? And if I always say to people, it's like, you've been to a party and someone just like drones on about how great they are.
Yes.
And you're like, oh my God, this is the worst person to talk to in the world. And like, if you don't know who that person is at the party, that's probably you. But what's the best, who's the best person to talk about you? This is the best place for your customer stories. This is the best place to have the stuff from the homepage.
Okay.
Of them. Now we want to know about Green Cardigan, right? And we want to have like, oh my God, we believe in progress. Mm-hmm. And hear Jack's story about his progress. Mm-hmm. I would get probably a stronger hook than that.
Okay.
We help you to, we'd love to help you focus on your progress. Ashley here. Mm-hmm. Joy's, I'm sure you have a bit stronger hook from Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's like, we'd love to give you amazing customer service and have a customer story.
Okay.
We'd love to make you stand out, have Sean's story. Like, get a picture of him. I couldn't believe Sean didn't have Superman when I walked in the door.
Mm.
And so this is a great place on your About Us page to talk about them again and have your case stories. Because no one, this is going to be such a low-click page.
Okay.
Your reviews, like the About Us is a great place for your reviews.
Okay.
And then what we do, who we are. All right. This, I would probably have on here a little bit story of your green jacket.
Yeah, it's buried in there. It could be certainly more of a focus.
Yeah, because people are going to scan this.
Yeah.
And let's see here. So this is another place to have case stories, right? It's because people get busy and whatever, and it's an opportunity for you to have clients telling stories. I might, like, one of the things I like to do is actually have it autoplay. So as someone's filling it out, they kind of have to listen to when your customer's talking about how great you are.
Okay.
Because this is, from an autoplay standpoint, Google, even if Google pushes it down,
mm-hmm.
it's not it. Let me see here. And from an SEO standpoint, I might, I always play around with naming the contact us from an SEO standpoint something different because it gets it because it's linked to from every page, it ranks so highly. Like how to work with Green Cardigan. One thing I might have is an FAQ page up here. FAQ, like how much does it cost? How long does it take?
Yeah.
Do you offer exclusivity? Now, process. Process page, once again, our process, it still should be about them. How we make you, the five steps to making you stand out.
Okay.
The five steps to making you an unforgettable law firm. Right? We listen to your stories. It still should be you. Design phase. That for, if you've ever been through website design, this is like kind of torture.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so we want to get it away from torture. I know you've got videos for them, mm-hmm. but think about, it's great you have a process page, mm-hmm. first of all. So, and I would probably have, since you have a, you charge for strategy, which you should, because you're a strategist, have something like, first is a direct strategy call with me, right? Is that the listening phase?
Yes, the listening phase is, we listen, are you a good fit for us, are we a good fit for you? And then the next phase, I do say, this is a paid, the design phase is a paid strategy call. Okay. I'll say that in the video.
Yep. Okay. Then, yeah, same thing here. I'd love to, let's get started. But I would almost have like a call to action right here. And explaining like that. Get, make it a little more. It's great you have the videos here.
Your process page on the video case stories, we like copied it for this page.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and your videos, I watched them 100 times because it was so simple for me. When I saw watched it, I was like, oh, I know his process. We needed to do this.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's...
So I owe you two trademarks.
Well, that's why I love doing this. And it's, if you look at our video case story page, literally, I'm like, it was one of those things that we put up in like a week.
Yeah.
And we were testing out the brand and we got so busy, we never came back to it.
Yeah.
And same point, like we're engaging other people. as we redo the process, because I do all these mistakes that you make. It's really hard for me not to make them too.
Yeah.
Do you have any reason why this is unlisted?
Yes. I did not want them to show on our main YouTube page.
Why?
I felt like they were out of order. Should I add them and then add them to their own playlist?
Yes. Okay. 100%.
Okay.
The green cardigan marketing process. Okay. How we help law firms stand out. And in fact, I would do some SEO research on playlists like that. How to make... I don't know the keyword volume on this.
Yeah.
But I would look. I would find something and name the playlist with the green cardigan process.
Cool.
So the other thing too is... Okay. Next up, since it is your name, before I even get going on this stuff, I want to control it online reputation. Your website's pretty good. But for every person that's seeing your website, right, there's... Okay, so I'm going to do this. That's obviously not you. And then I'm going to go marketing. So I'd want to control this part right here.
Okay.
Like, at least you're ranked here.
Yep.
And this is where you're having a great bio video and about us video. It's, like you said, green cardigan is kind of a hard thing to remember.
Yeah.
So they're going to all remember your name. Like, to this day, no one remembers the first two names for our company. Like, people remember Finally Video Case Story, but most people still look up my name. And I know it's like, oh, it's a unique name. I'm like... Ian is actually one of the most common names for a chef. So it used to be me competing against recipes.
Interesting.
So, but you know, like I own LinkedIn, Instagram, and I'm going to be working on YouTube. But the video case story name is what we've been pushing out. So people do remember that. So it's a different point. But now we get to here. And your LinkedIn isn't showing up, so marketing for lawyers. There we go. That's good. All right. So the one thing I would say is definitely you have some video case stories. Get them featured.
Okay.
This is still a homepage, right? So that's good. We own that. And then same thing. Definitely want to get so your name optimized. I'd have some like linking in the website to your LinkedIn page with some anchor text, and then have your bio with some anchor text so that you just own this. Get an image with some anchor text and get some pictures of you with like a green jacket or something just so like visually people can relate.
Yeah. Okay.
And then this is where it's great. You have good reviews because people are going to type this in, right? LinkedIn.
Yep.
Want to make sure that's good. It's LinkedIn. I would push now. I would opt now if you do some more linking to your YouTube channel. Since you're doing stuff, you're gonna get more people to your YouTube channel, which is great.
Okay.
And then get your videos optimized, and then green marketing. Look at green card and marketing. Let me see here. Reviews. This is another place. Get. Like, I would optimize one of your playlists, and your results page should be reviews and results. Optimize for that.
Okay.
Hopefully, your results page is showing up for that. See, it's not. Mm-mm. So, because this, by the time someone hits your website, they've done at least two or three of these searches. Now they're going to do more research about you everywhere else. Like, so... Just owning your online reputation, thinking about that, thinking about all the searches is so important. And it's just, it's as important or if not as important as your website. But I mean, good part is you're just way ahead of almost everyone that I've talked to. So that's...
There's a plus.
It feels overwhelming. There's a lot to do. And a lot of it's just like little things. But I think from the messaging standpoint, get those customer stories, get them throughout. And I would even have this process page up with the green, start to collect stories about your process, because you need to sell people on your process why it's different. I forget what I was doing the other day, but it was like something with my AC or something like that. And someone's like, oh, we have to do this one thing first. And then And I'm like, well, why do you have to do that? They're like, X, Y, Z. So now every person I called up for a comp that didn't say that they needed to do that, I'm like, well, maybe these people don't know what they're doing.
Right, right. What a good point. So, yeah.
So if you can own that process, by instead of saying listening phase, is like finding your different. Mm-hmm. We've got to find your different first. Something along that lines. Because you're, and your customers, once again, back to the video case stories, they have the answer for you. I'm making this stuff up. Listen to your customers, interview them.
Yeah.
Everyone should be doing that. But, you know, this is where you go, and then owning YouTube with the fish in the barrel, optimizing your playlists, LinkedIn, videos. Facebook can actually show up for, in the searches for you. So okay. Think about that when you're out doing Facebook videos. Those can show up too.
Okay.
But from a standpoint now of conversion, you've got your hard conversion of schedule a call, your initial call, sell the strategy call. I probably get a video up like a single page about the strategy call, what's included with it, and get deliverables. And from a soft call to action, obviously you want to get emails. It's with attorneys, it's going to get hard for them to get them to sign up for your email list from something like this. You're going to have more chance getting to your YouTube channel and get them to sign up for an email list from your YouTube channel, having selling like some sort of like, you know, find your different analyzer.
Okay.
But I like that. If you're not going to go niched, but if you're going to go niched, it's a slightly different story if you're going to go family law and estate. But if you're going to stay green carding and marketing, we serve all attorneys, help them stand out. That's a fine niche too.
Okay.
Any questions?
No, I mean, like you said, it's a lot, but it's not, right? Like the foundation is there. And after all, this is what we do. So it's, I mean, the whole time you're talking, like, these are also great points for me to pass along to my clients. And I think you started off the call with this of, we get so in the weeds on what we do and or what we're doing, and I see my clients do the same. So it's, yeah, it's a lot, but it's not. It's just tweaking some of our messaging. I talk to clients every day. I talk to prospects every day. They all say pretty much the same thing. So how can I translate that more into my site? So no, it was very helpful. Very helpful. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. I mean, it's awesome. And I mean, you've got a great start. You've got a great name. You've got great results. Listen to your clients. Put the stories out there. Get the stories out there and keep communicating with them. And it seems like a lot, but you tweak a little thing here and there. Mm-hmm. Start closest to the whole. So start, I would say, the homepage is going to be the number one place. Mm-hmm. Then your About Us page. Your process page, mm-hmm. then your contact page. And even before that, I would start thinking about your online reputation and your YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube.
Getting as many people to YouTube because they're going to spend the time there.
Yeah.
We don't spend time on websites.
Right.
If your time on site's 3 minutes, you're way ahead of the game.
Right, right.
And when's the last time you only spent 3 minutes on YouTube?
Yeah, yeah, that's a great point. And I'm spending a lot of time on YouTube, meaning like researching and putting together my videos. I want people to go watch them. And I'm using them a lot for my prospects as well. They've been a great tool to convert my prospects. So yeah, I need to think of YouTube more. I'm sending people there, right? I need to think of more of it as that landing page. And I'll look at it through a different lens, certainly.
Yeah. And like making it as part of your website, linking from your website. And embedding. And people are afraid. I'm glad you're embedding the YouTube videos and people are always afraid of it. But man, you get a chance. If you can get people onto YouTube, you've got almost a call to action triggered. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So awesome. Well, green carding and marketing. If you all want to stand out, if you're an attorney that wants to stand out, go to green carding and marketing.
That's right.
Ashley, anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Again, I thank you so much. I know you're a busy man, so I really appreciate your time. This has been, it's actually been fun. Critiquing my firm's website has actually been a lot of fun, so I appreciate it.
My pleasure. All right, and thanks for taking Ashley and I on your journey. It's been on Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show. Video. You know it'll make you an authority. You know it will get you more leads. Better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? Storycruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work?
The answer to all of this and more can be found at storycruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to storycruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow Ian Garlic on Facebook.